What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And for those of you watching on Bamuser TV, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, and bringing us her unique perspective on the world. And what is it you want to talk about today?
Well, yesterday, TransCanada Corporation had to shut down part of its Keystone oil pipeline system. They had a 5,000-barrel leak in South Dakota 4 days before neighboring Nebraska was set to decide on the company's long-delayed Keystone XL pipeline.
Well, that's embarrassing.
It's more than embarrassing. I mean, remember all of those people who were peacefully protesting and saying, this is a really bad idea, guys? Turned out they were absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, the oil companies keep saying, oh, yeah, we're going to build a pipeline and it's not going to leak. Yes, it's going to leak. They always leak. It's not a matter of if, it's always a matter of when.
Yeah.
And you've got to be thinking, where is that oil going to go? And
yeah,
certainly in the case of the Keystone protest on the Native American lands, their concern mm-hmm. was that a leak in that pipeline was going to feed oil into their source of fresh water.
Yeah.
Now, raw petroleum coming out of the ground is a carcinogen.
Yeah.
It is toxic.
Yes.
You don't want to be drinking it. You don't want to be bathing in it. You don't want to cook in it. You don't want to be irrigating your crops with it or giving it to your livestock.
No.
And the funny thing is, the original pipeline right-of-way had gone by another town, which was off the Native American lands.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a bunch of rich white people who lived in that town, and they said, no, you're not in my backyard. Put it over on the Native Americans.
Yeah, NIMBYs.
You know, yeah, the NIMBYs.
The NIMBYs, yeah. You know, and there may be a way to build a pipeline that is ecologically sound and ecologically earth-friendly, but I don't think we're there yet, Mike.
Oh, no, it's possible to build a pipeline that's not going to leak. The problem is that they don't want to spend the money.
Yeah.
They want that pipeline to go through as cheaply as possible to maximize their profits. And the Environmental Protection Agency and the Minerals Management Service, both of which have jurisdiction over here, they're not enforcing any kind of safety standards.
No. You know, just as when we had the Gulf oil spill. And that was done, that happened because of a completely value engineered little piece that didn't actually work properly, correct?
Well, basically, the Deepwater Horizon disaster happened for basically two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, every other oil-producing nation on Earth requires the installation of automatic acoustic blowout preventers on their drilling rigs. This is a machine that literally listens for a large gas bubble coming up, which is what can allow the column of oil to travel to dangerous speeds and pressures, and it will shut off the valve automatically.
Yeah.
Here in the United States of America, they only mandate the use of a manual blowout preventer, which means somebody has to be paying attention, and if they aren't, the blowout's going to happen. And in the case of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, the manual blowout preventer on that rig was 4 years overdue for mandatory annual maintenance.
Yeah.
And that's why when that column of oil hit it, it basically collapsed like a styrofoam coffee cup.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and this apparently, this pipeline was within about a mile of major water facilities.
Yes.
That, you know, that has to be so scary to anyone who's thinking in terms of long term. I wish sometimes this administration were thinking a little bit better in terms of long-term stuff.
Unfortunately, one of the drawbacks of our particular system of government is that those people who are making these decisions are only thinking in terms of 2, 4, 6, or maximum 8 years. And after that, they're off into the private sector. And so they only think about, you know, what might happen in the next 8 years. Well, probably nothing's going to happen in 8 years, and therefore I don't have to worry about it. And then what we find out, and we're seeing it all across the country, is the collapse of infrastructure decades and decades after it was created just out of outright neglect. And I'll give you a good example. The irrigation system that turned the western deserts into usable agricultural land, today it's only delivering about one-third of the water that it did when it was first constructed. But nobody wants to write a check to go on out and say, we got to fix this stuff. You hear me about water shortages in Southern California. Part of the reason for that are there are huge water mains underneath the city of Los Angeles that are cracked and just dumping usable drinking water into the soil, into the earthquake faults, I might
add.
And parts of the aqueduct, same thing. They're cracked, and they're just losing huge amounts of water into the desert where it does nobody any good. But nobody wants to spend the money to fix or replace any of this infrastructure because we have to buy bombs and bullets, and we have to drop white-hot flaming death on innocent people around the world until they agree that the United States of America is great again.
It makes no sense. It's crazy making.
Of course it's crazy.
And let's bop on down to the certain situation with Uranium One. Apparently, the Justice Department head has ordered senior federal prosecutors to evaluate whether or not a special counsel should investigate the Uranium One deal and alleged unlawful dealings related to the Clinton Foundation. Now, apparently, in response, Podesta has penned an unhinged op-ed after the news, accusing President Trump and AG Sessions of attempting to turn the United States into a banana republic. And we have a shout-out.
Yes, we have a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting, go back up here to this language where Sessions has ordered senior federal prosecutors not to conduct an investigation, but to evaluate.
Whether,
and that's his trap door. That's how he's going to get out of it. Because remember, when Sessions was testifying before Congress the other day, he came out and said, I haven't seen enough evidence to justify an investigation into the Clintons.
Yeah. And the way that he talks in this article, and I'm going to read just a little bit of it. Okay, it's official. President Trump wants to upend 230 years of constitutional history and principle to run the U.S. Justice Department like a banana republic, or perhaps more aptly, like what now passes for the rule of law in the country he aspires to emulate, the Russian Federation. Holy Hieronymus Bosch. I mean, Mike, for heaven's sakes.
Well, it is getting hysterical. I mean, this is way over the top there. We're saying, and, you know, he's tearing down the founding fathers and the Constitution, and it's banana Republican. Hillary's been hitting this thing. We're a dictatorship now.
Oh, please.
She's out there. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, one of Hillary's supporters came on out and said, well, you know, the tradition is that you don't prosecute the loser in a presidential campaign. No, that's never been a tradition.
No.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, if you break the law, you should go to jail, even if you are a loser, Hillary.
Yep. Yes.
And, and of course, there was that veiled threat by Hillary in her Mother Jones interview where she said, if I'm charged, terrible things will happen.
Oh, she probably has the mojo to make some terrible things happen.
I'm sure that if it were not for her dead man switches all over the country, that she would have already fallen out of an airplane or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to go over now to the emerging situation with Saudi Arabia. Apparently, Prince Salman is going to be taking over from his dad next week. I don't know why I've got the geopolitical noogies about next week, but I sort of do,
for a number of reasons. Thanksgiving is a wonderful symbolic target for a false flag act of terror, either on the Macy's parade or one of the football games.
Yeah.
And right now, the U.S. is talking about getting involved in major wars around the world. I mean, much worse than we've got right now. But they don't have the support of the American people.
No.
The American people are war-weary. And so the thinking in Washington, D.C. probably is that there's got to be something really horrific, like a nuclear explosion somewhere, where everybody will say, oh, save me, we're under threat. Please take my money, take my children, send them off to horrible deaths here, but just, you know, don't let the bad people get me.
Right, right. There is an emerging relationship between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Saudi Arabia's King Salman. They talked yesterday. And apparently, China is looking to get more involved in Saudi Arabia with deals, money, oil export. And I am wondering if perhaps China might be a stabilizing influence on Saudi Arabia instead of maybe going off and doing all these wars. Now, you remember, Mike, back in March, they signed memorandums of understandings and letters of intent. And they were worth about 65 billion U.S. during Saudi King Salman's visit to Beijing. So,
now, the big question is, when Crown Prince Bin Salman assumes the throne, is he going to stay with those deals? Because it certainly looks like his idea is he wants to go to war with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And That is probably not going to go over very well with Russia.
No.
And now they're talking about war in Lebanon, and he could ignite an entire regional war that could lead to a direct military confrontation between the U.S. and a Russian-Chinese axis.
So, again,
it's the reason why nepotism really never works on out.
And I am wondering if there is going to be more of an economic turn toward China, because remember, China and the BRICS are getting rid of the dollar, casting off the dollar just as fast as they can do it. And how do you think, Michael, that is going to affect future relationships between Saudi Arabia and the U.S. if they decide that they're going to dump the dollar as well?
Well, I mean, if they end the petrodollar deal, I mean, that's it for the U.S. economy. Because with insufficient manufacturing, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture, forcing the world to go through the U.S. dollar for a small fee is the only thing that is actually bringing any kind of new wealth into the U.S. economy. And so if that collapses, then we're going to see the beginning of runaway hyperinflation in this country. We're going to be walking around like people in Zimbabwe with paper notes in our pockets that says $100 trillion, and it's going to really be worth about 12 cents. Leading to the inevitable collapse, as eventually did happen to Zimbabwe.
But I am wondering if maybe Xi Jinping can move Prince Salman away from the concept of war as a way to get what he wants, and perhaps toward economic measures. What do you think?
Well, I'm not too sure. I'm getting a sense of Crown Prince Bin Salman of being very brash. He's certainly assertive with this purge idea, and this idea that all the people who are arrested in the purge can go home if they give 70% of their wealth to the crown. So I don't know that he's a diplomat, and I'm very alarmed at his openly aggressive talk against Iran and Lebanon and who knows where on else. And he may just be caught up in the glory of his new job, because remember, up until just a few months ago, he was not in line for the throne.
Not at all.
And the former crown prince was deposed, and the new crown prince was crowned, and he may just be caught up in that rush of having all this power and about to acquire more. And I get a sense he's reckless.
I feel that he is also, especially how hard he and the U.S. are hitting Yemen right now. And they've got cities in Yemen that, because of the bombing of the infrastructure and the blockade, there's no water.
Yemen is an absolute humanitarian disaster. And again, this is not making Saudi Arabia look good to the rest of the world or the United States, which is paying for it all.
We're colluding in war crimes. It's the only way to say it.
The U.S. Air Force is providing the refueling tankers for the Saudi warplanes. But the reality is, if you look at how poorly Saudi Arabia has been doing in Yemen, it is obvious that they are really not an efficient military power. They still fly the F-14. And that may be the reason why they're making overtures to Israel, because Crown Prince Bin Salman may be thinking that he can use Israel to go after Saudi Arabia's enemies, the way Israel uses the United States to go after Israel's enemies. And I think he's going to have a very rude awakening on that particular issue.
Yeah, I think so. And one of the things I think President Trump has to keep in mind is that, there's a lot of cheerleading in Riyadh, and a lot of cheerleading in Tel Aviv for regime change in Tehran, but only at the cost, Mike, I think, of American blood and American money.
That's certainly Israel's position. Their children are precious. They don't want to risk them in a fight. I mean, they'll go over and they'll whoop on the Palestinians who don't really have the means to fight back.
But,
you know, Iran is not completely a military peer, because they don't have nuclear weapons and Israel does. But it's going to be a very hard fight, and Israel wants the U.S. to fight it for them, just like Israel used the United States to go after Iraq.
And we can all see how well that has gone.
A wonderful thing. I mean, the U.S. is stuck in all of these quagmires all over the globe, and they can't get disentangled. I think the U.S. military is already too extended. Even the Air Force is saying they've got too many missions for the pilots that they have, and they're trying to get new pilots to come on in.
And they were going to recall a lot of pilots couple of weeks ago. Remember that article?
They were. They had to back off on that because all of those pilots who had done their tour of duty and had been discharged, and yes, the rules say they can be recalled to active service at any time, but they were all saying, we've established lives. We've got businesses. We've got jobs out here that we will lose if we're called back to active service. So, again... I'm very concerned about a story we had earlier in the week where Gallup has come on out with a poll in which they claim 49% of Americans think that all young people should have mandatory military service, which sounds suspiciously to me like the run-up to activating the draft.
Yeah, I have been feeling that that's going to be coming about very shortly. And it's not going to be just our young men this time. It's going to be their sisters and their wives and... You know, their aunties?
Well, within the age limits.
Yes, within the age limit.
Now, one thing the Army did is apparently they've pulled back on this idea of allowing mentally ill people to enlist. And it's not that they're not going to be mentally ill when they come back from the tour of duty, but we shouldn't send them over there already, you know, hearing voices in their head.
No.
The Army's pulled back on that because of the negative optics on that.
Yeah. The other thing that I'm noticing with this move of Saudi Arabia is that they seem to be ready to throw the Palestinians and the potential for a Palestinian homeland just right under the bus. And I can't imagine how absolutely betrayed the Palestinian people and the leadership must feel that, oh, well, it's okay to just throw us under the bus if you're Saudi Arabia, because that's exactly what it looks like is happening.
Well, this is actually going to increase tension between Saudi Arabia and its other Muslim Arab allies in the region, because they have remained united on this idea that the Palestinians do deserve their own state and their own home.
Yeah.
And now, apparently, under Crown Prince bin Salman, the idea is, well, we need a partnership with Israel because we need them to fight our war. And so, we're going to drop the whole issue of Palestine. I don't think the other countries in the Mideast are going to do that. But again, this could turn into a regional war involving all of these countries.
Yeah. And the other thing that we have to remember when we're talking about regional war is the 90,000-pound gorilla on the Bösendorfer, and that's Russia. Russia has... Its military and its political leadership has said over and over, if Iran gets hit, we're going to go to their aid. War with Russia over Iran? Folks,
and look how well Russia did against the U.S. inside Syria.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, people are just beating, and especially military personnel, are beating a path to their doors because their military equipment has held up. It's shown up. And it's done amazing things.
And it's less expensive than the American.
Yeah.
Remember that big stink when Turkey decided to buy the Russian
S-400? There will be consequences.
Yeah, NATO's threatening them. And maybe that's the reason they put Erdogan's name on the enemy part of the NATO exercise map.
What part of brain dead did they not understand, Michael, when they did that?
Turkey's pulled out of the NATO exercises, and it may just be the end of Turkey being part of NATO. Turkey is clearly pivoting the other way. Everybody, we're at the stage of the world war where everybody is choosing what side they're going to be on.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, more of these countries are pivoting toward Russia, China, and that part of the world than to the U.S. And the U.S. has its traditional allies over in Europe, but Europe, like the United States of America, is bankrupt. It is in turmoil over the open borders.
Yeah.
Its military is aged. Overpriced and not working very well. And folks, if we don't stop this world war dead in its tracks, we're going to lose this one, even if it goes nuclear.
Yeah, it's scary to contemplate. And what is also scary to contemplate is that with any 16-year-old kid, teenager, coming up in this world, there hasn't been a day in their lives when the United States hasn't been at war with somebody.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards.
Sorry.
Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, your next story, please.
Well, this really, really concerns me. Apparently, the U.S. is developing a ground-based cruise missile banned by a Cold War treaty that the U.S. and Russia signed some time ago over alleged Russian threat, because it believes that Russia has already violated the agreement.
Well, basically what the U.S. is doing is they're breaking another treaty agreement, and they're trying to explain it away by saying, well, we're pretty much convinced the Russians have already broken the treaty, so it's okay for us to break the treaty.
You know, SecDef Mathis, I have a little bone to pick with you, sir. With all of the money that the Pentagon has and all of the intelligent resources, why are we guessing instead of knowing for a fact and calling the Russians on them, if in fact that's what they're doing? Because it would seem to me, with all the billions and all the intel that the United States government alleges, allegedly has to bring to bear on this, that we would know and not guess. But I think you're right. I think the guessing is the way to sell another broken treaty.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
It It used to be, or maybe I was just in my geopolitical infancy, but I used to believe that there was a point in U.S. geopolitics when we were actually able to negotiate in good faith and get something done. But that doesn't seem to be the way we've run this country,
no,
or the elites have run it for quite some time now.
Unfortunately, yeah, the U.S. has violated so many treaties,
yeah,
and broken its word so many times. It's impossible to get a diplomatic discussion going. In fact, that's why you have people like Nikki Haley,
yeah,
where all they can say is do what we tell you to do or we're going to bomb you. And that's not a very diplomatic thing to say, but that's basically all they've got left. And again, I keep going on back to this idea where they're trying to talk about, you know, now they want a new deal with Iran to give up its ballistic long-range, medium-range missiles.
Oh, please.
Same thing with North Korea giving,
yeah,
up the thing. But look at what happened in Libya. Libya was convinced to give up their nuclear weapon program,
yep,
on the promise they'd be left alone. Then they got invaded.
Right.
Syria gave up their chemical weapons on the promise they'd be left alone. They got invaded. Saddam gave up his chemical weapons on the promise Iraq would be left alone. Iraq got invaded.
Mm-hmm.
And so with a track record like that, it's very obvious that nobody can take the word of the federal government about anything at all. I mean, look how they lied to us all about Saddam's nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
at this point, they don't have anything to work with diplomatically. In fact, Putin even made the comment that the worst mistake he's made as president of Russia was to trust the United States government.
Yeah. And at a NATO conference last week, Jim Mattis, Secretary of Defense, made the comment, we have a firm belief now over several years that the Russians have violated the INF, and our effort is to bring Russia back into compliance. What is firm belief? You know, I could believe in the spaghetti monster, a flying spaghetti monster. It doesn't make it real.
What do you mean it's not real?
I'm sorry, it's not real.
Next, you're going to tell me Santa Claus isn't real.
Honey, I'm so sorry to hit you with this. But seriously, no, I want a government that doesn't have a belief, but has knowledge, and is not acting on belief per se, but is acting on incontrovertible evidence.
No, this is, we have a belief. Again, this,
yeah,
is the updated version of Saddam's nuclear weapons or,
yeah,
Assad's chemical weapons. It's just another. And again, the U.S. wants to break the treaty and build these banned weapons. And their excuse is, we think.
Yeah.
We looked into our crystal ball.
Yes.
We did the tarot cards.
Yes.
We read the tea leaves, and we're pretty sure
and
that
we talked to Miss Cleo.
Pretty sure Putin is building these things in his,
yeah,
basement rec room, in his,
yeah,
man cave.
Yeah, right. It makes no sense. I mean, it's great for the U.S. military-industrial complex, but what about being great for we the people? Not so much, Michael. Not at all.
Not when those missiles start flying back our direction.
Yeah, you know, and living on a first strike target here in the middle of the Pacific that we know China can obliterate, this doesn't exactly make me feel very full of Zen-like calm right now.
No, no, that's why I buy so much vodka.
You know, it's unfortunate when I look at my key ring, okay, and this is sort of a metaphor for where we are. And yes, I've got many keys for the church offices because I conducted a local Methodist church. But on one of the little containers.
Oh, we got to take a break here.
Is potassium iodide.
Yes, we have. We, in case of a nuclear attack, we got all the prepping,
yeah,
done,
yeah,
that we can do. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what is your next story?
Well, the next story comes out of globalresearch.ca. It's a Canadian blog. And a gentleman I like to link to a lot by the name of Stephen Lindman.
Yes.
Now, Stephen is more of a progressive, but I think he's a very honest guy. He writes very cleanly and very clearly. And I think we may need to just get rid of those labels, liberal and progressive, because we're all fighting for truth and freedom here. No matter what, well,
I think it's a little early to get rid of those labels because they are the two ideological camps in our country right now, conservatism and liberalism.
Yeah.
And amazingly enough, the meaning, what they actually mean has changed over time.
Oh, it's morphed. But he was asking the question, Israel and Saudis, best of friends? And there was apparently an op-ed given on a Saudi-owned, London-based, Elaf.com, where the IDF chief of staff, Gadi Eisenkot, said Israel is willing to share intelligence with Riyadh.
Yes, Riyadh needs to be very careful about that because much of Israeli intelligence they share is just made up nonsense. Remember, where Iraq was building nuclear bombs underneath the power station at Oserak, and then Israel bombed the power station at Oserak. Mm-hmm. Following the Iraq war, international observers went on in, and all they found were the ruins of a power station. There was no secret bomb factory underneath it, as Israel had claimed, and like Israel actually has underneath Dimona. Mm-hmm. So this will definitely work to Israel's advantage, but not necessarily to Riyadh.
Right.
And my concern is that Crown Prince bin Salman, he's had a very, luxurious youth traveling around and doing what people with lots of money are allowed to do. And I think in some ways, my read of him is that he is as naive assuming the throne of Saudi Arabia as Donald Trump was going into the White House. And I think he's going to get used by Israel.
Yeah, it could happen. But Eisenkot made a statement that I had to kind of look at and go, whoa, sir, are you serious? Are you kidding me? And he said, we are ready to exchange experiences with moderate Arab countries and exchange intelligence to confront Iran. And Iran is the region's greatest threat. Now, let's just pull back from that a little bit. I don't know how Eisenkot is characterizing Saudi Arabia as moderate, but I couldn't go there as a Christian. I would get flogged. I would get parts of my body probably cut off, or I would get killed. The same with you as an atheist, or the same with him as someone who espouses the Jewish faith. How in the name of Sam Hill is he calling current Saudi Arabia moderate?
Well,
how is he
now
selling
let's be honest. Crown Prince bin Salman has stated that he wants to move Saudi Arabia to a more moderate form of Islam, less hard line.
Okay.
Again, the idea is Saudi Arabia is going to be pitching this idea at the meeting of the Arab League.
Yes.
That they all need to gang up on Iran because Iran somehow represents a threat to the region. When again, it is Saudi Arabia that is making the war talk alongside Israel.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, as you have mentioned many times before on the show, Iran hasn't started a war in like 200 years.
They have not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years, a claim that certainly the United States and Israel cannot come close to. Israel can't seem to go 6 months without attacking and bombing somebody.
Yeah.
And same thing these days with the United States. I mean, now we're pouring into Somalia.
Yeah. And both countries, both Israel and Saudi Arabia, are warrior nations. And Saudi Arabia has funded some of the worst Islamic terror in the region.
Yes.
You know, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and there are a lot of names of a lot of these groups. And the alignment of the United States with these groups, which has been proven and documented over and over again, you know, it just boggles the mind. These groups are used anywhere the government wants to create trouble.
Yes.
Duterte found that out in the Philippines.
Yes.
Real quick. And, you know, I am very uncomfortable being a citizen of a country that is constantly committing war crimes around the world. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what's looking at the situation today reminds me of something that happened way, way back before we even went into Iraq the first time. Mm-hmm. And there was this story coming out about how the State Department was going around the world securing treaties with other countries that U.S. Military officers and government officials could not be sent to The Hague for war crimes trials. And everybody was saying, what the heck is going on? And I said, well, it's very obvious. If they're trying to indemnify themselves from war crimes charges, they're planning on committing war crimes.
Yeah.
And that is, of course, exactly what's happened. Use of torture white phosphorus into residential areas, all kinds of things.
Yeah. You know, and the Saudis have been using depleted uranium, and now they're having in Yemen. And now they're having this just huge explosion of birth defects.
Yes.
Stillbirths.
Same thing that happened in Iraq. Yeah. With the depleted. Same thing that happened to our returning veterans from Iraq.
Yeah.
That's one of the big covered up stories in the military, in the veterans area is mm-hmm. how many of those veterans returning from Iraq came home, decided they were going to have a family, and there's just this epidemic of severe birth defects
yeah.
because daddy or mommy inhaled some of that depleted uranium
yeah.
dust,
yeah.
and they're contaminated now.
Yeah, you know, and to poison a child in the womb deliberately, I cannot tell you how completely horrific morally, I don't care what your religious aspect is, but morally, it is one of the most horrific things you could do to a little baby.
Well, it's not that anybody said we're going to go on out and cause all these birth defects, especially among the families of our own returning veterans. It's just not a consideration. They want to use the depleted uranium because it's denser than lead. It carries more energy from the artillery to the target.
Yeah.
And the fact that when it vaporizes, it becomes this highly toxic cloud of dust that is carried on the wind is irrelevant to that idea. And along with that, of course, the U.S. is making our nuclear waste problem somebody else's nuclear waste problem by
yeah.
taking our nuclear waste and making bullets with it and shooting it into other countries.
Yeah, yeah. It's very scary morally to me what the United States as a government is doing out there.
Yes.
And I wish that there were some stronger voices against it, like our Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes.
You know, if the Democrats are looking for someone unsullied, they could bring forward for 2020, it's got to be Tulsi Gabbard.
It's never going to happen because she is anti-war.
I know.
The war agenda is controlling everything. I mean,
yep.
Donald Trump campaigned saying no more foreign interventions, and look how mm-hmm. quickly they got him corralled and compromised. And he's out there now, you know, saying, yes, let's fling rockets and stuff at everybody.
Yeah, yeah, you know, white hot death. I'd like to bop on over to some information about the vaccine industry, the medical industrial complex. It's been a couple of bad years for the vaccine cartel.
Good.
And the Council on Foreign Relations mistakenly proved that the largest outbreaks of infectious diseases are within the most highly vaccinated populations.
Imagine my shock.
Oh, my gosh. And it was especially the case for measles, mumps, rubella, polio, pertussis outbreaks. And, you know, you're looking at countries, primarily the U.S. and the West, the European Union and New Zealand, each with the highest number of mandated vaccines, led the list of nations where these problems just seem to get worse. And apparently that whole concept of herd immunity
mm-hmm.
absolutely failed to begin with. And given the repeated incidences of infectious outbreaks in populations where you've got like 94% or more vaccine compliance, you've got also the emergence of new viral strains. And so the concept of herd immunity needs to be just thrown out the window because it's not working.
It's snake oil is
yeah.
really what it is.
Yeah.
And getting on back to the issue of aluminum being used as an adjuvant.
Hello.
Aluminum is a known neurotoxin,
mm-hmm.
and we're pumping something like 1,000 micrograms of it into the arm of newborn children
yeah.
in their first 18 months of life. They're getting all of this. And my understanding is there was only ever one study done of this aluminum adjuvant being harmful, and it was done with some rabbits where they were injected with this aluminum adjuvant, and they were allowed to live their lives, and apparently they succumbed to some serious medical issues, all caused by the aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
But the study never actually had a report because apparently at the last minute, the bodies of the rabbits all disappeared mysteriously.
How convenient.
Yes, just... They were here last night.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Well, we
magic rabbits.
Can't do an autopsy. Can't complete
yep.
our report.
Yep. Yep. And when you get to influenza vaccines, mm-hmm. I mean, that's never been a really exact science of any kind. But for the 1992, 1993, 1997, 1998 seasons, the vaccine concoction of flu strains was only 16% effective. And a lady by the name of Catherine Severin, who monitors the actual WHO prediction results and compares them with CDC claims, has stated that, depending upon the study cited, flu vaccine efficacy actually ranges from a low of 0%.
Well, they finally figured out what's going on.
Yeah.
And the problem is
mm-hmm.
that they're culturing the flu virus in egg albumin.
Okay.
And the problem is the flu mutates to adapt to the fact that it's dealing with chicken proteins. Mm-hmm. And so when it's harvested from the albumin and made into the vaccine, it is now basically looking for the wrong flu.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when it's injected into humans.
That's no good.
And that is a big reason why it doesn't work.
Yeah.
We have a phone call here. Rod in Arizona. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I wanted to mention something that I've been hearing a lot of things that haven't been really talked about in the news recently. But I'm a combat veteran. I'm a disabled vet. And I served in the Army during my time in Iraq. And one of the things that I've been noticing a lot of people have been talking about in the news is the whole arms deal going on with Saudi Arabia and stuff like that. One of the things that really upsets me the most going on right now is right now our government is arming Saudi Arabia that is passing its weapons down to Sunni Muslim terrorists that are Al-Qaeda. And the same terrorists that caused 9/11, the same terrorists are receiving our weapons now. And our current government is allowing this to happen, and I just wanted to
let's clarify that a little bit. The same terrorists who were blamed for 9/11 are receiving these weapons. But the real perfidy is the fact that Obama and Hillary Clinton, and presumably it's continued into the present administration, have been sending these massive amounts of heavy weapons, including 155-millimeter artillery, into the hands of ISIS. At the same time, we were seeing all these made-up videos to convince us ISIS was the enemy we should all be afraid of.
Yep, I completely agree. And it's just, to me, it's one of the most upsetting factors of me, you know, serving in Iraq and seeing now that the same people that I went into the military for to fight against are now receiving the same weapons. This just really reminds me of exactly what happened during the whole the guys in Afghanistan that we armed back in the 1970s during the Soviet war with Russia and Afghanistan. And that's exactly what I'm seeing here, is a repetition of history. And it's really unnerving, to be honest.
Well, it is, because, again, and I respect your service in the military, and I'm sorry that you're disabled, but you were actually in Iraq to guarantee that Iraq's oil was going to be sold for the U.S. dollar, and there were no weapons of mass destruction. And, I'm sure you've read Major General Smedley Butler's little pamphlet, War is a Racket.
A long time ago, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might want to dig that up again and take another read there, because here was a guy who worked his way up through the ranks of the Marine Corps, and he did what he was told. He obeyed his orders. And then finally, when he retired, he took a good look at himself and what he'd done and realized that these wars he'd fought in were not about freedom or democracy or anything beneficial to the general population. It was always about advantages to American corporations over foreign corporations, and we're still seeing exactly the same thing today. Again, look at that warning from NATO to Turkey when Turkey wanted to buy the Russian S-400 missile instead of the much more expensive and inferior American system. No, you will buy from the Americans.
Yeah.
You know, there will be consequences.
And, you know, that's the saddest part about it is, you know, when I was young, when I was 18, I joined the military for that cause. That was my mentality. You know, I actually joined in the right when the September 11th attacks happened in 2002. That was my whole motive because I wanted to do something for my country. And, you know, it just finding out these facts 10, 15 years after the fact. I mean, we're still in the war of terror, and now we're using the same blanket, you know, war, you know, claim that was done by Congress because of 9/11 to attack people that literally have never attacked us. And I understand they're not friendly people, but literally they never attacked us. Like the Houthi rebels in Yemen, we have never been attacked by Houthi rebels. And it just blows my mind that Saudi Arabia, again, even with the past administration, the current administration, is giving weapons to armed Islamic terrorists that perpetrated 9/11. And, both administrations are to blame here, but I'm going to be blunt with you. You know, Obama did it too, but Obama's not president anymore. Donald Trump is. And he so totally claims that he's tough on terror, But how do you claim to be tough on terrorism when you still provide one of the worst Wahhabi terrorist states in the world that beheads Christians and anybody who's not Muslim these weapons? It makes no sense to me. It boggles my mind.
No, the U.S. is using Saudi Arabia as a proxy. Certainly, and yet, well, there's the oil, the petrodollar deal. But the U.S. is using Saudi Arabia as a proxy because the American people are sick and tired of more wars. What happened in Yemen was that several years ago, there was a U.S. intervention in Yemen that brought down the Yemen's elected government and imposed puppet rule. And the Houthi rebels are the ones who said, no, we want a Yemeni government in Yemen. And they kicked the puppet rulers out. And that's when the U.S. went to Saudi Arabia and said, you go into Yemen, you slap those people down and tell them they have to love their puppet rulers. We have to take a break for a commercial here. Rod, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take a break here. Back with the last segment of our program.
Take care.
Take care, man.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our show on this Pauhana Friday. We've got time enough for just 2 more phone calls, and we're going to start here with Arthur in Massachusetts. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This is Arthur. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. I called in a while back. I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. The other one, which I never got to, which was this Iranian building collapse. Did I ever touch on that with you?
Doesn't ring a bell.
AE 911 Truth has a thing up about it. I guess if you went, I don't know how you'd search that, but because they have so much stuff. But it seems that it was a controlled demolition. It's the same as the trade centers.
Yes.
So you are familiar with that?
Well, I know that when buildings collapse naturally, you know, they tend to fall over to one side, and it's only a controlled demolition that will bring a building down into its own footprint.
Yeah, pancake it.
Yes, and I just hope you'll look at that. I mean, I'm not sure what it amounts to. I mean, it's just another example, but it's, of course, it was a secret. I mean, it was whatever the word is, you know. Nobody, they're still trying to say that it just happened, similarly.
All right,
anyway,
well, I'll...
I have one more thing, and I'll let you go.
Real quick, because we're running out of time.
And it's, did you ever get back to the Corbett report and the Creature from Jekyll Island guy saying that order 000 or whatever it is, Kennedy's order, was mm-hmm. this was a fabrication or had been somehow blown? Not that it didn't happen. Is it that it didn't threaten the bankers, that he was not a threat to the bankers? And it was attributed to the guy that just died, Mars, Jim Mars.
Obviously, Corbett and I disagree on that, because, again, right. If it was not a threat to the bankers, then how did John J. McCloy wind up on the Warren Commission? Because he was a banker, president of the World Bank and the Chase Manhattan Bank. There's no reason for him to be there. He's certainly not qualified to investigate the murder of a president unless he's there
sense.
To cover up a financial link. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go. We're almost out of time, and I want to fit in Jack in Atlanta. Jack in Atlanta, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Mike and Miss Claire. Jack.
Hello.
Atlanta. Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm here.
Okay, Jack, I'm sorry about that. Skype is just really not behaving today.
I'll call again.
Well, no, you've got about a minute here if you want to make your point. Okay, I guess he just hung up. All right, well, there we are. Yeah, we're going to have to find some reason why Skype is just behaving the way that it is, because it has certainly become unreliable. And it's not just here. If you go on out to, like, Down Detector or some of the other blogs that talk about the state of our computer infrastructure, apparently ever since the release of Skype by Microsoft in August, it has just been almost impossible to use. And maybe it's because Microsoft wants to drive us all to something that we have to pay for, but obviously we need to look at some kind of replacement here for RBN, because this has become too unreliable to use for radio. There's the music. Time for Claire and I to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Have yourselves a really good weekend. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller, and he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn at the website. Keep putting it out there, especially Russiagate, PrimaryGate, DossierGate. We have to keep pushing those out there against the noise of all the sexual dalliances that are flooding the corporate media. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.